You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it's Saturday, and I hope that you're all doing well. I'm going crazy, locked up in my house. I'm sure everybody is, you know. It's the craziest thing, isn't it? I mean, I never imagined that I would be in the middle of the bubonic plague, you know, in my lifetime. So here we are. So I hope everything is going well with everyone out there. Please be safe. I have a ton of masks and gloves from my cancer episode a couple of years ago, and so I'm doing very well with that. I have more masks than most hospitals in the United States of America. So how about that? It's pretty sad. So anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about alphahood as it relates to other levels of the hierarchy. Particularly apex alphas, I think, for this discussion. And I'll tell you why. There's two reasons why I want to talk about this tonight. First of all, I received a really nice series of emails from an alpha named Zach, who has been a friend of mine for a little while now, if I can call an alpha a friend. And he wanted to know my opinion about alphas in relation to other men. He said that I focus too much on alphas in comparison to faggots, which is definitely my forte. Obviously, being a faggot myself, I'm going to look at it that way, you know. But it was an interesting point of view. I mean, I have dealt with it on the website before, but I haven't really crystallized a lot of that. So there, I do have a project that I'm working on in the background, a video, series of video productions that will go into more detail about the hierarchy pyramid and the classes within it and purpose, you know, that each one of those has or functions they have in human society. That'll be coming soon. So I am working on it. But I'm prompted not only because of his email, but because there's a story coming. Master Kyle, who anybody who's been visiting the website over the last couple of months knows, is an Apex Alpha. He is a 17-year-old Apex Alpha, son of Sir Rob, who is also an Apex Alpha. And famously, just to recap, Sir Rob wrote to me a couple of months ago this incredible letter asking for advice on whether he should introduce his Apex son, Kyle, introduce him to faggots, the use of faggots. Sir Rob had been using faggots for years, even though he's straight and married and whatnot, but he has owned and used faggots for decades, and he knows what an alpha needs because he is an alpha. And he was debating about whether or not he should introduce faggots, the use of faggots, to his son. And of course, I said yes. And Kyle, he took to it. Let's just put it that way. I mean, now Master Kyle owns three faggots, okay? And he's been sequestered here recently, obviously, like everybody else, and he was moaning about the fact that he can't use his girlfriend to get off, and he can't use his faggots to get off. See, that's what's happened here. In just a couple of months, this incredible alpha male, this 17-year-old alpha male, has discovered this entire world of power and satisfaction, and it's changed his life, and it's changed the course of his life, and it's made him more powerful, you know. Anyway, the reason why I bring him up, I mean, although I think about him every single day, he's awesome. I love him. I love him. I mean, you know, I adore this person, this man, this supreme being, you know. He mentioned to me that he had some neighbors move in by him, like next door to him. And they're young, they're in their mid-20s or whatever. And the wife is really hot. Like he said, really, really hot. And anyway, we were talking about it early this morning, and he sounded like he wanted to fuck a hole through the wall, okay? I mean, he's 17 years old and an apex alpha. His testosterone levels are through the roof. His balls are just bursting with cum, okay? And he wants to breed all the time. And here is this hot neighbor. And he decided that he wanted to try to fuck her, okay? And more importantly, and this is where it gets interesting, now that he's had experience with faggots, he's not afraid to use a man, okay, or to humiliate a man sexually. And he's got it in his mind now that maybe he might fuck the wife and make her husband service him as well, okay, in some way. He decided to go outside and work out in his front yard. And the wife came over today. This happened today. The wife came over and she asked for his help in moving some stuff in the house because they just moved. And she said her husband is unable to because he's hurt himself. And so Master Kyle went over there and moved all the stuff and worked up a sweat. And she thanked him profusely, and she kissed him on the cheek, which is an unusual move, believe me. And when he told me this afterwards, I said, yeah, she wants to fuck you, you know? And he knew it. I mean, he knew it right then, you know? And he's now making plans to fuck this wife, and it's going to happen, all right? You know it, and I know it. Just from what I've told you, you know that what's going to happen here. What I guess it comes down to is that because Master Kyle is an apex alpha, he is the top of the top. He's the god of gods, okay? He basically has his pick to do whatever he wants. You see, like he saw this hot wife. She's somebody else's quote-unquote property, but she's married to a beta male, or, you know, a sub-alpha male, if I don't even think we're going to give him that much credit, but, you know, she's married to a beta male. He's lower on the hierarchical spectrum than Master Kyle, okay? So, from a survival of the fittest standpoint, or an evolutionary standpoint. Master Kyle gets dibs. Wedding vows don't really mean anything in this situation. It is purely just animal dominance. And Master Kyle views this beta husband as potentially just another conquest of maybe a different sort. I mean, if Master Kyle decides not to fuck this beta husband or whatever, you know, but just humiliates him, he's still using the beta husband, right? Because he's increasing his own power over other males as he does that. So he is increasing his power. And if he uses the beta husband for sexual pleasure, that's up to him. But here's the thing. Master Kyle gets his choice of whatever he wants. And we, as lesser people, you know, call us inferiors or whatever, you know. I mean, I am definitely inferior because I'm a faggot. But we don't have any choice. There's just nothing we can do really to stop this from happening because this is the way it goes. Apex alphas and supreme alphas and whatnot, these higher classes of male, they have the choice to do whatever they want. The world is basically theirs, and we are just borrowing what's left over after they've consumed everything that they want. I mean, it's just like kittens trying to get milk from their mother, and there's only so many nipples, right? Well, the big kittens get there first, and they get the most milk, they get the first milk. The runts of the litter, they have to get in there somehow later, you know what I'm saying? So that's just nature. That's just how nature works. The larger, like pack hunters, you know, like a lion or something like that, they feast first, okay? They're the ones that killed it. They're the ones that eat, okay? And they don't let the sickly and the injured eat first, you know, they eat first. The alpha predator eats first all the time. And in this case, Master Kyle is the alpha predator. And this beta husband is going to lose, okay? His wife is going to open her legs, and Master Kyle is going to fuck her until she can't walk, okay? And that is life. And that's why it's so important to understand that apex alphas and alphas, they're not like regular men. And any beta male or faggot or anybody down lower on in the hierarchical pyramid, anybody in those lower rungs that is trying to convince themselves or convince others that, no, we're all equal, no, this is not right or whatever, they are fooling themselves because this is the natural order. It's in nature, and it's in human society, and there isn't anything that can be done about it. If you're a beta male, you know, you can live a nice life, you know. You can have a wife that can love you, and you can have children, you know, or whatever. You can have a normal life, but you're not anywhere near the level of perfection and power and social charisma. You don't have any of that. That's why you're beta. You know, you go into these situations losing. Any situation, you go into it losing. If you're a beta male or if you're a faggot or whatever, you're going in losing. Alphas go in winning. You know, a beta male might go into a party and seek the corners of the room and hide in a way. Alphas are in the center. Alphas walk into a room and they take over the room because they are the center. They are the top, you know. So they command that effortlessly. It's just effortless. It's just the way it is. And we all recognize it. Hierarchy is something that's just within us. You know, I talked about it in another podcast where I can look at a male and I can assess if they're alpha, probably, or beta or whatever. I can just tell by the way they carry themselves. And we all can see what I see. It's just whether or not you recognize it. I recognize it because I'm a firm believer in hierarchy. And I know the truth there. And so I've accepted it, and I know what I'm looking at. So, but everybody else can. I've mentioned hierarchy and this kind of thing about alphas and betas and stuff, and I see a knowing look in people's eyes when I talk about it, because men know it. Men, deep down, men know it. It's just, you know, the truth hurts sometimes, you know. Like this beta male whose wife is going to be fucked by a 17-year-old apex alpha, okay? I mean, I was talking to Master Kyle about this impending breeding that's going to happen, and I told him, I said, I bet that after she got away from you, that she was thinking about all of those studs in high school that she fantasized about but didn't have. And now she's going to have one. And he thought that was funny because he was sort of thinking along the same lines. And I told him that, you know, her husband doesn't smell like he does. And he actually said, well, she did comment how good I smelled. And I was just sweating. And I kind of laughed because that is the thing, you know. Like, an apex alpha has a certain smell that nature uses to mark him, define him as a superior male, whereas a beta male doesn't smell the same way. And I know this because I have smelled a lot of men, okay? Oh my gosh, I sound like a whore. I am a whore. Anyway, yeah, she recognized those signal markers in the air around him. And it turned her on, and it's going to turn her on again, all right? So, you know, alphas are designed by nature to be what they are, leaders, our gods in a lot of ways. We naturally submit to them, in beta males, sub-alphas, faggots, all of these levels in the hierarchy submit naturally to alphas because they're designed to be worshipped. They're designed to be exalted by the lower rungs on the hierarchy. And we feel a sense of fulfillment by submitting to them. Definitely faggots do. But even I believe beta males, I've actually seen beta males become almost giddy when an alpha acknowledges them. You see it a lot in high school, particularly, where beta males are constantly jockeying for positions of favor with popular alpha males, you know. See, and I just said that example, and I bet a bunch of you that were listening went, yeah, that's right. You probably can think of some examples from your high school days. Like, it's just how things are in the world, you know. And again, like I've said it many times on my website, hierarchy is truth. Lord knows, I practically run the hashtag hierarchy is truth into the ground on Twitter. And it's just that simple. Hierarchy is truth. It is a perfect structure of human interaction, male interaction particularly. And when we accept that these levels exist and we see the effects between those levels, how they affect each other, and we accept that that is how it is and just become part of that, take our place as part of it, there's peace there, you know. This husband is going to have his wife get fucked by a gorgeous young stud, okay? Probably sometime this week. And there's nothing he can do about it. It's going to happen. Because that's nature. Nature approves of what's happening here. And so, I don't know, you know, he's just going to have to, he's going to know about it if Master Kyle does what he's planning on doing, which is cucking him. He's just going to have to accept that he has to give up his place at the dinner table, okay? And it doesn't mean he's going to lose his wife necessarily, but this is the new reality for him. Master Kyle is the alpha predator, and there isn't anything that's going to stop him. So, I will be writing up that story whenever he gets done with his business. I just want to thank Master Kyle for his constant encouragement and his care. And his amazing self. Okay, like I'm constantly in awe by him, and that's how I feel about most alphas that I talk to, but him especially. He's the most incredible alpha I think that I've ever dealt with in this manner. So. I thank you, Master Kyle, if you're listening. You're probably not. You're probably jacking off somewhere or fucking that wife. Anyway, well, I will stop here. But as always, you can leave comments or questions for me on the website at fagsworshipalphas.com. There's a question box in the front page, on the sidebar. And, you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. I'm on Kick at Normal Submissive. I'm on Twitter at fworshipalphas. And I'm on Instagram, fagsworshipalphas. So I'm everywhere. So give me a ring if you want. And I will see you later. Bye.